Reynoldsburg City School Levy volunteers gave one final push this weekend to spread the word on their 6.65 mil emergency property levy for a period of 5 years. The district is approaching voters with a request for the first time since 2010. This weekend was the last opportunity for early in-person voting. There'll be no early voting in person in Ohio today. If you have not returned your absentee ballot, you can mail it today with today's postmark or bring it by the Board of Elections by 7:30 tomorrow night. Tomorrow, polls will be open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Call the Board of Elections with any questions or go to vote.org. Governor Mike DeWine has ordered the flags of the United States and state of Ohio to be flown at half-staff through Tuesday evening to honor the memories of two Ohio mayors. Judge and Mayor Greg Morrison died last Monday. Flags will remain at half-staff until the funeral for Somerset Mayor Tom Johnson. He was killed in a car accident Wednesday night. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. The Ohio Department of Public Safety is reminding drivers about some driving hazards that can lead to crashes when daylight saving time ends. Officials say the extra hour of sleep alters sleep patterns, which can lead to drowsy driving. Fatigue can impair your vision and perception behind the wheel, leading to slower reaction time. New Albany exploring its approach to internet services for residents and businesses. The city is conducting a survey to evaluate whether it should take a more active role in addressing internet service availability. Take the survey at newalbanyohio.org. Marker Incorporated and the Zanesville-Muskingum County Port Authority hosted a groundbreaking ceremony last week for its speculative building project at National Road Business Park. The state-of-the-art spec building is designed to accommodate a range of industrial and manufacturing specifications, and it sits on 11.5 acres of land. It'll be built with precast concrete walls. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.